ebb and flow of progress, the Canal Era, on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, working to preserve and protect our state's past. Membership includes a subscription to Traces, the Society's quarterly history magazine. More information at indianahistory.org. A three-mile stream meandering through a park in Carroll County is all that remains of what was once the longest canal in the Northern Hemisphere. Inspired by George Washington's idea to link the East to the country's interior via a system of waterways, early Indiana leaders set about the construction of the Wabash and Erie Canal. By 1832, construction began in Fort Wayne at the junction of the Wabash and Maumee Rivers. Over the next 20 years, they would dig a 4-foot trench, ultimately connecting Toledo, Ohio and Evansville, Indiana. At 468 miles upon completion, the Wabash and Erie Canal was part of the second longest canal system in the world, providing the missing link between New York and New Orleans. The canal invigorated the state's commerce and population and led to the growth of Peru, Lafayette, Terre Haute, and other cities. Its early success led to the legislature's passage of the Internal Improvement Act of 1836, which mandated a comprehensive transportation infrastructure, including the Whitewater Canal in southeastern Indiana and the Central Canal through Indianapolis. Floods, vandalism, and the rise of train travel, along with the changes wrought by the Civil War, ultimately sounded the death knell for the canals. However, the legacy of the canal era was permanent. The state's population had increased sevenfold over the canal's existence. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.